And currently we have 62 degrees in downtown Haverhill, and that is our latest look at the news and the weather. Now we would like to bring to the microphone Deb Chevrolati from Holy Family Hospital in Haverhill and Methuen. And Deb, we don't have we haven't been able to round up the crew yet to give you a nice round of applause, but we're working on it.
When I told you I'm not doing this again if I don't have my own theme song.
Well, I'm working on it. Give me time.
I told you, theme song, drum roll, band, people yelling, screaming. I'll take any of those, but you've got one more week.
Okay. The only thing I can say is that there are probably union contracts that have to be negotiated.
Just get something that's taped. You don't have to have the real band in there.
Okay.
You'll figure it out.
Yeah, I will. I know I will. It's gonna.
Are you sick?
Yes.
Why are you sick?
I don't know. Maybe it's a summer cold. Today is day three, and it's better than it was yesterday, which was better than the day before.
Oh, good. So. Well, you're not supposed to have a cold. You're supposed to have a pain in your arm or something so that we can segue to talk about our guest this morning. So do you have a pain in your shoulder?
You know, my shoulder.
Your shoulder's fine. You're a pain in the neck, but we're not going to talk about necks this morning. So we have to talk about shoulder. How are your hands? Do you have pain in your hand?
No, I don't have pain in my hands, although, I watch baseball and I see that, batters sometimes get hit in the hands, and that usually puts them out for the rest of the season,
if they break
a bone.
You know what? If they got hit in the hand, if a batter in baseball got hit in the hand, then our guest this morning could fix it.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So would you like to know who we have as a guest?
Yes, I would. Who'd you bring in today?
So we have Dr. Jones. Pamela Jones of Associates in Orthopedics. So they have offices in North Andover and Haverhill. And she actually is a surgeon, an orthopedic surgeon that specializes in the upper extremity, which is anything from the shoulder to the tips of your fingers. So, I mean, I know our legs are important, but if you ask me, I think that's one of the most important parts of our body, right?
Oh, yeah.
What
definitely.
Are you going to do if you can't use your hand?
You can't hold on to cash.
See? You can't hold on to cash. That's a very good point. I can't say I thought about that. I was thinking more like you can't cook, you can't drive, you can't, a woman who has hobbies like I do, you can't knit, you can't sew, you can't rake the lawn, you can't participate in sports, right? Think about it.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah.
And this morning she mentioned to me your thumb. We have opposable thumbs. Think about that if that doesn't work.
Yeah, you know, I've seen people with bandages on their thumb and it's they can't take their credit cards out of their wallet.
You are all about cash. Well, listen, I want Dr. Jones to get on the phone and talk, but I want the listeners to understand why she is such an important expert, and that is to talk about her qualifications, which is that she's a board certified orthopedic surgeon. And she's a board-certified hand surgeon, and she's a member of the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, the American Society for Surgery of the Hand, the American Medical Association, the Massachusetts Medical Society, and that's like one-third of the list.
Oh, my gosh.
So are you ready to talk to Dr. Jones?
I am. Yes, I am.
Because I trained you, right?
Yes, you did.
All right. Hold on. Say good morning to Dr. Jones. Hold on.
All right. Well, Dr. Jones, I want to thank you for joining us today, and thank you for putting up with Deb.
Well, thank you for inviting me to talk with you today.
It's my pleasure to have you here. Now, tell us about a person's hand. It's very complex, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. The hand has 27 bones, at least 14 joints. There's ligaments, tendons, muscles, nerves, arteries. At the fingertips, there's the nail bed, the nail plate. There's sensory organs, so you can feel fine touch. You can feel sharp, cold, heat. So the whole goal is to restore that function.
I never even thought about that. Here I am thinking all your hands are bones, but now you've attached other things to them.
Definitely a lot of things attached to those bones in the hand.
Yeah. Now tell us a little bit about what you do. I understand that, sometimes, people say they have to get a... Some complex care. Sometimes they have to go to Boston, for example, to get some surgery done. But you've been able to do some interesting surgeries yourself, and you don't have to do it in Boston.
Well, I truly appreciate that any patient who comes to me and has entrusted their care and allowing me to help them or provide them with care. I've been privileged to do that through the years in this community, and I've been trained to do a lot of everything from simple problems like carpal tunnel to more complex reconstructive procedures.
Oh yeah, I forgot about the carpal tunnel thing. That a lot of people suffer from that, don't they?
That's probably one of the more common problems that people come to my office with. They come with either pain or numbness in the hand, and then it's just a matter of, trying to figure out, is that pressure on the nerve at the carpal tunnel? Is it pressure on another area? Or, did they have some injury where they cut something? So it's definitely lots of challenges to find out why people are presenting with numbness or pain in the hand.
Now, I understand that you had a patient that was referred to you by a rheumatologist for a joint replacement, and I didn't know that you could do a joint replacement on a person's hand.
Oh yes, most definitely. There's different types of reconstructive procedures to do on the joints in the hand. Probably the more common joint that bothers people is at the base of the thumb, and as you know, you have to use your hand to grasp objects. That's why we can brush our teeth, eat, use our cell phones, et cetera. And so when you start trying to do those pinching activities and have a lot of pain, it oftentimes it's at the base of the thumb. And so one of the procedures that we have is a reconstructive joint replacement for that. And the most common one that is done is to take your own body parts and reconstruct that joint to create a pain-free moving joint.
So you lost me on that one. So you can take parts of your own body to reconstruct a joint?
Yeah, so as hand surgeons, we're very good at rearranging body parts to restore function to the hand. So, for example, at the thumb, when people have a lot of pain with grasping and squeezing and pain at the base of the thumb, what I'll do is take out the arthritic bone, all the bone spurs. I'll take a tendon from their forearm, and then I kind of reroute it into the thumb to kind of restore the stability of the thumb, and then I use part of it as that I roll into like this little spacer that I put so that instead of bone grinding on bone, you have this nice little cushion in there. It's a very successful procedure to do.
It sounds pretty simple to me. Now, one other thing, my mother, when I was a kid, I used to crack my knuckles. She said, don't do that. You'll pay for that when you grow up. Is that true?
Probably not. I mean, the worst thing that can occur with that is you might get a little extra laxity in the joints, but if you do it here or there, that's fine.
Well, that's a good thing. All right. What other types of surgeries are you providing?
Yeah, so, certainly any broken bones, if people slip and fall and they have a broken bone or some deformity, I can put that back together using a combination of either pins, plates, and screws. Sometimes it's just a matter of putting it back into place and putting them into a cast. In addition to replacing the joints, if people come in with like a lump or bump that they don't know what to do with or it's causing pain, then I can investigate it. Sometimes people have bad tumors in their hand that need to be removed, and oftentimes that can save function. It can save their, occasionally save their lives. Certainly when people cut things, a lot of times people present to me they're chopping vegetables at home and they get a cut and suddenly their finger isn't moving. So I have to go in and explore, did they cut tendons, nerves, arteries, and whatever they cut, put it back together.
Oh, that's right. I've heard about that. You know, people cutting up the vegetables, and then they had a really sharp knife, and they hit it. And now is the and let's see. I don't have my medical degree yet, but is it the tendon, the thing that snaps like a rubber band?
It truly is, yeah. So our tendons have in the hand, the muscles in for most of the hand tendons are in the forearm. So if you cut that tendon, it's going to retract like a rubber band into your hand. And so sometimes when people come with just a simple little tiny cut in their finger, I have to make these big zigzags in their hand to cutting through the skin to trace it, to find the tendon, and then pull it back to its attachment point in order to get it repaired.
How about that? Now, one other question I just wanted to ask. Is there any way that we can protect shoulders, arms, wrists, hands from injuries, say falling or anything like that?
Oh, most definitely. You know, I'm a firm advocate in people maintaining fitness. So I think the biggest key in life, and especially in dealing with your upper extremity, is you want to get on a regular program of stretching, strengthening, endurance type activities, and then, you know, in addition to the usual things of eating a healthy diet, getting enough sleep, drinking enough water, etc. But the key, I think, that in this preventative measures is that if you have strong functioning muscles, if you have limber muscles, when you do take that slip and fall, or when you do strain something, it may not be as serious, or your rehab may be less involved if you have strong functioning muscles to begin with. Or certainly, you know, in a lot of the population I see, you know, in the people 50, 60 years of age, you want to make sure your bones are staying strong. You're not getting osteoporotic bones. So you want to keep flexible, keep strong. So if you do fall, you are not going to break that wrist and need to have surgery on it.
Good advice. Well, Dr. Jones, thank you very much. I appreciate you, you know, sharing your knowledge with us a little bit, and you certainly are doing a lot and helping people feel a lot better and heal too, right? Aren't you?
Well, thank you for inviting me again to speak with you today, and the pleasure has been mine.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Pamela Jones of Associates in Orthopedics with offices in North Andover and Haverhill, doing work at Holy Family. And Deb, are you still there? Nope. Okay, she has gone away. She's still upset that I don't have anybody to applaud her yet. But we'll get to that. Don't worry about that. So we've been talking with Deb Chevrolati from Holy Family Hospital. Her guest today, Dr. Pamela Jones of Associates in Orthopedics with offices in North Andover and Haverhill. And we are here on The Wave, 97.9 WHAV FM.
Local information and the best music. This is Public Radio for Greater Haverhill and the Merrimack Valley, 97.9 WHAV.